Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is for Fernando, aka Great Inferno. Just doing this show for today, our segment. Segment today, we are just going to talk about current events. And hold on a second here, I just want to have someone's birthday today. Happy birthday to all the videos people who have a birthday today. There we go. I'm just waiting for somebody to call in, I guess. Here we go. So we'll talk about the current events for today. What do we talk about? Family. Good. Because I have 5 kids. Me and a beautiful wife I have today. Not today, but that's what I have. And I want to talk about... compared one of these days. So, I want to talk about... here we go. This is about the, you hear about this, it's like a photograph catches a robber's moment before he was killed by a sniper. And this is happens in Britain, and I believe this is the surviving robbery gang whose crime spree only ended there when their mastermind was shot dead by police. Dead. Happened in the outside of HSBC Bank in the Hampshire town of Chandlersport. The robber is wearing a balaclava. I don't know what that is. He pushed the gun into the player's face. That is not funny, but yeah. Don't really want to die like that. Well, first of all, should not be robbing banks. A lot of people they don't know what they're doing. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And I guess this guy somehow got killed by a sniper. That's a single shot. And he fell backwards and died. So, that's, I guess. All right, now the, what happened in Texas, I'm just reading news here, it's something we talk about. Texas, a boy found hanging in a bathroom. Wow, I guess I don't want to talk about this. This is really kind of scary. I want to introduce my family first. Okay, this is really good. My oldest daughter, her name is Frances. How old are you now, Frances?
Eight.
And can you tell what's your real name? Why don't you just tell them your real name and what do you like and stuff like that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Just talk.
My name is Frances. Mm-hmm. It has an E before the S, not an I.
Okay.
I like playing soccer. And I want to help grow the business when I grow up.
Oh, the business. Okay. What? Why do you want to help? What kind of business are you talking about?
Market America.
Oh, okay. How old are you now?
8.
8 years old. That means you have what? That means how many more years before you can actually do your Market America business? How many more years?
6.
Let's do some little math here.
Okay.
Now, I believe you have to be 18, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you're 8 now plus 10.
10.
Oh, okay. So you're 10. You're supposed to be 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you doing right now?
Eating banana cake.
A banana cake.
Banana bread.
Banana bread. Okay. Now what? This is what are you planning to do today? What are you planning to do today? What's your plan today?
Do school.
To do some school. Are you homeschool?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. You're doing pretty good, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Okay. My next daughter would be her name is Mahal. Okay. Can you state your name, please?
Mahal.
And how old are you, Mahal?
7.
And how did you get your name? How did you get your name?
I don't know.
Yeah, you should know that.
Was it Philippines?
Okay, what is your name means? What does it mean?
It means expensive and love.
Love and also expensive. Okay. All right, let's see who's next here. I have here, what is your name, please?
Samantha.
Samantha. And what is your last name?
Ira. I mean Poniente.
Last name is Poniente. Okay, how old are you?
5.
You're 5 years old?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite things to do, and what do you like? Can you tell me more about that?
I like to play.
Okay.
And I like to. Daddy, can I tell what I like to eat too?
Sure.
I like to eat candy, fruit, banana, and rice and fish.
Oh wow. That's really good. That's 3. That's Francis, Mahal, and Samantha. I have 2 more, which is Liwana, which is sleeping, and Vitoriano Paul, which is really can't really talk right now because he's about a year and a half. he can goo goo and gaga, you know what I mean? That's what the baby does. But he can actually say dada now, so I'm so really
and
so
mama.
Proud of him.
He
and
cried
mama.
Mama.
Oh, that's really. That's really great. So, what do you say?
I like to kick balls.
Oh, you do like kick balls. I hope that's I hope that's a sport and a real ball you're talking about, right?
Yeah, real ball.
Okay. All right. Do you have a pet?
Yeah, her name is Talim. She's big.
Oh, Talim. Is that a ferret? What is that?
Saint Bernard.
Oh, it's a dog. It's a dog. Okay. What about cat? Do you like having cats?
Yeah, and chihuahuas and puppies.
Yeah, but we don't have any cats. Yeah, how many cats would you like to have?
Um, one.
Just one? How are you going to take care of the cat?
Scoop up the poop in his litter box.
Oh, scoop up the poop in the litter box. That is just okay. Yeah, that's. I guess that's the main thing about taking care of cats is the keeping up with the litter box. Now, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Be a vet.
Oh, you want to become a vet. And also, what else do you want to do?
I want to care for animals and monkeys.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
Gorilla.
Okay, and are you,
giraffe.
What about, giraffe, okay. You also going to run a business?
Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of business?
Market America.
Well, that's great. So you can what? Provide? Can you
provide?
Well, my phone's ringing. Look at that. Hello? What's up? Hey.
Hi. My name is Francis, and
I'll forward that to you.
I want to be a singer.
Okay. Sorry about that. We just got interrupted by. Wow, it's a screamer. All right. Let me, hold on a second here. I'm going to have you maybe just listen to the couple of music right now. I will be right back in about five minutes or less. And here's what we're going to do. I know I want to talk about some current events and stuff like that. This is hold on a second here. I have. Hold on a second. Now, okay. So, pause this for a minute. Given this, I must agree to terms. So it's hold on a second here. Wow, the kids are really, really excited about this. You can listen to this real quick.
Malligarum Batista Yung Tarawan. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Okay, we are back and live here in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. This is Fernando, a.k.a. The Great Inferno. We are going to talk about the Great Web 2.0. Now, when you hear anything, when you see something on the internet and you hear something to talk about Web 2.0, a lot of stuff that you know goes in your mind. What is Web 2.0? Really? Come on. Who came up with the Web 2.0? Well, it's basically just like things that said how it progressed, the internet progressed throughout the years. Because I remember the back in the day when we just had, the dial-ups. I mean, some other people still do, which I have. Why? well, sometimes some other people, they can't really get the DSL or anything like that to have internet. What I'm saying is the Web 2.0, it comes with the, I believe because of the gadget, the widget, the YouTube, the MySpace, the Dig, the StumbleUpon, like that, the bloggers and the blogs and the bloggers mania. The Web 2.0, when other people were talking about, like Twitter, okay, my son just decided to just beat on the drum, and that's what really basically boils down to. A lot of stuff to pertain to that when it comes to understanding and analyzing the Web 2.0. Some other people said, yeah, there's a Web 3.0. I don't know. I don't know if we are with the Web 3.0 yet, as of yet. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the and that's just my opinion. In 2.0, it's just a description or describes the evolutionary or stage of the web, or evolve, as you can say. It was given the technical, it's because of the social networking and social media. But once again, this is a web, and this is a web. Now the Web 3.0. A phrase that coined by John Markoff, a guy from the New York Times, in 2006. You see, this is 2006. It refers to supposed to be a third generation of internet services that are collectively comprised what might be called the intelligent web. So I know that the web is really up there, but I. My opinion is still in its infancy, so it's still we haven't seen anything what the World Wide Web can do. Because of the Web 2.0, it's summarized with the technology and the ability of the web, as far as the design. Information, the sharing, the collaboration, the functionality of the web. Yeah, I'm sipping on my coffee here while I talk. a majority of that has something to do with that, like I said, as I mentioned before, social networks, networking sites or a video sharing site. The network, there's Facebook, MySpace, you know, Friendster, Bebo, Hi5, and anything like that. Most of the social networking sites. Video sharing sites, the number one is like the YouTube, you know, YouTube, Metacafe, Hulu, stuff like that. Also, the Wikipedias, the wikis, you know, the blogs, and that has everything that you see on, you know, basically that's coming up on and surfacing up from or starting up. You can actually go to Mashable.com and actually that will keep you up to date on everything that's going on and you know, on the Web 2.0 world. Well, the Web 2.0 is actually the Bill O'Reilly of Fox News actually is the one that supposedly. Well, now hold on a second here. I don't know if it's Bill O'Reilly, but no, it's Tim O'Reilly. Yeah, Tim O'Reilly. So don't get confused with Bill and Tim. I don't know Tim O'Reilly, but Bill O'Reilly, I know. That's the guy from Fox News, you know, the no spin zone guy. Tim O'Reilly is the publisher's books of website and producer conference on computer technology topics, and he has a thing I want to call O'Reilly Media. You know, it used to be O'Reilly and Associates. And that he mentioned, I think that's Web 2.0 conference in 2004, you know. And it just says the Web 2.0 is a business revolution in the computer industry, caused by the move to the internet as platform. See that, you know, the all the like a Facebook platform, the Google has been looking and huge in that now, and they're understand to sweeping the entire, you know, web, entire World Wide Web actually. So that's the Web 2.0. And also that there, you know, once again, like I said, there's numerous definitions. You know, I have my own definition. You might have your own definition of it. But it all falls into the same, if you are referring to like the new age of a web, you know, that's basically what it falls into. It just the term is just, you know, encapsulates the idea of the proliferations of you know, the connectivity and interactivity of the web. Tim O'Reilly actually he mentions the Web 2.0 as a business embracing the web as a platform, and just like what, you know, Facebook and MySpace, that's what runs their you know, their platform, their business. That's why MySpace is a MySpace. That's why Facebook is Facebook. It's because of the business concept of it, where people can log in and use their resources when they can connect, you know, play in the web and also, you know, making money off of them, you know, at the same time. You know, there's no cost to you to sign up and to be in Facebook, you know, to be in MySpace or anything like that. Like I said, you know, that there's millions and millions of Facebook and MySpace users and also YouTube users. And that's what the business concept of it. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's my little boy actually. You know, he's gonna be a squealer when he gets a little older. Now, to I like. One second, let me check my call in over here. Okay. This is now the you know, it's, you can say the block the Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, there you go. That's, you know, I consider that as part of the Web 2.0. You know, where you can actually host. I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. It's, you know, this is a very not a very first time, but yeah, first upload to the Blog Talk Radio, where you can broadcast, or you can have your own radio show, and it also archived for you. You know, it can be downloadable through your like a podcast. You can upload it, sound files, and you can actually download it to your iTunes or iPod or any MP3 player. And that's a Blog Talk Radio. A lot of businesses out there is actually embracing social media on the Web 2.0 concept of it. As you can see, you know, the one I like is, you know, my company actually has what they call MA Chatterbox, which is, you know, a social network where friends and colleagues and families can get to, you know, they can share a block or a neighborhood, you know, where you can have your own room, where it's in the room you can play stuff that you can shop, you know, you can shop from the like American America products and services and stuff like that. You can place that into all over your room, you know. Go ahead and check it out, and if you want to check out mine, you can go to machatterbox.com/greatinferno. The great is GREATINFERO. Check it out and join there and join the neighborhood. And that's what I like about it. It's just right there. You can talk. You can leave comments. You can you know, place you can download your own song through actually the music file in there. I don't remember which one. I think it's my something in. I know that you can embed the YouTube video in there. You're gonna be able to choose any video, YouTube video files, and then upload it to your Chatterbox, and which is a good thing. And I really like that. And I know that I played around in it with my chatterboard, and I put some stuff in there. Yeah, they actually provide like a blogging concept also. They have a blog, and you can blog away and trade blogs with other bloggers, which is real, because you learn a lot of tips and news and what's out there and what's available for you out there. Now, I want to touch up on the online store. I have an online store. If you want to go to www.shopinsuperhighway, so that's www.shopinsuperhighway. You can check it out. That's my online store where you can get everything in there. What's so good about the difference between that and the traditional offline store or your own store? You can. It's open 24/7. You know, a lot of people don't. You know, they like to just shop in their underwear. There's actually there was a poll that did a couple of years ago on how many people actually shopped online during the holiday period, and the number was staggering. And once again, as I mentioned earlier, that the internet and all this Web 2.0 is still you know, new to a lot of people. I mean, I ran into people that don't even have, email address. I mean, what do you mean email? And people would ask, you know, it's like, what's YouTube? What's MySpace? What do you mean? You know, some people would say, I don't get into that. You know, it's not safe and yada yada. You know. So that you know, having an online store, I mean, it's about exposure. I mean, you know, you do have to know what's going on, and a lot of people that's out there, you know, sometimes they open up their store and they don't know, you know, how to do stuff, and they just get frustrated, and they don't want to pay a lot of money to keep their personal website updated. See, the thing is, it's just like in any offline store, you know, if you open up just like a regular restaurant, you know, and you just burgers and fries and stuff like that, I mean, I don't think you will go far. I mean, unless you already have like thousands of customer base that and you have already branded patent a way to cook burgers or something, you know, someone on that line, that you know, you will do good. But there's a lot of mom and pops out there that, you know, they're not really making it. So the thing is, you would have to follow a system, you know, like a McDonald's, you know, I mean, it's just that if you purchase McDonald's, like a franchise, that's a sure thing for you, because they have a business. You do have to follow their system, their systemizations and uniformity of a McDonald's that you do have to follow. I mean, you can't, you know, when you open up a McDonald's, I mean, you can't just, like, make up your own burger and say, hey, I found a new burger, on the way to make burgers. I want to sell at my McDonald's. So you'd be violating some sort of policy. And now, they'll probably strip you with your franchise license. But at the online store that I found, that they called MarketAmerica.com. Like I said, if you go to ShoppingSuperHighway.com, that's... And actually, it's an unfranchise system that I have. You know, if you can just go there, the online shopping it's a process with one. Well, it's consumer where you can go in there and purchase. And I know a lot of people out there, they hesitate to purchase anything online. Where they can say, you know, they hear things about like hackers and things like, you know, it's not safe there because of, you know, they get your identity taken. I mean, it's not safer than, you know, going to the restaurants and giving a credit card to a server and saying, hey, here, charge my card, and, you know, the server goes in the back, and, you know, how do you know he's not copying your credit card number or anything like that. So it's about responsibility. I mean, you have to be, you know, if you have a credit card, would you just let them around on the counter with everyone to see? Of course not. The same thing online. I mean, if you got to purchase something or purchase, like, let's say, like a widget, you know, I mean, would you go to like A&Z store and not research or take a look at the company and how, you know, their ability or their credibility when it comes to online, you know, giving people product and services. I mean, that's what I'm trying to get. So you do have to be, you know, you got to be smarter than that. There's a lot of website out there that, you know, they have the SSL, it's a secure line, which, you know, they do process a credit card through a secure server, and, you know, look into the Better Business Bureau. You know, do Google first. You know, how are they, you know, you should be asking yourself, are they any good? Are they going to benefit, or are they going to be able to provide the products that I need, or what is their return policy? You know, you should be asking yourself that. And I know that you know, if you can go to Walmart, Best Buy, and any website, online store out there, it's, you know, that's pretty safe. you know, you don't want to go like the Bob store and anything like that and selling some kind of stuff, and then you just want to buy it. You know, some other people don't like to do that, you know, to do eBay because of the sense of, you know, they've heard stuff like, you know, when I got my product, it's not what it says on the description. Well, guess what? It's an online, eBay is an online auctions. And the seller should be able to put all the descriptions in there as detailed as possible. If you want to purchase stuff like electronics, you know, I mean, you should be talking to the seller first. Email the seller, ask for more pictures. You know, why is he or she selling that in the items? You know, stuff like that. And look at their, you know, are they a power seller? You know, what is their ratings? Stuff like that that you should be asking the seller. But the history of online shopping is about, like, I think it says it started in 1990 and then merged to, and it just slowly emerged just to actually, not back then, you know, they didn't have any secured line that you can purchase a credit card. I think what they did back then is you just enter your credit card number. They don't have a shopping card. I know that in 1982, I think when the when MTV and they were doing that request line and stuff like that. I think I read some article about that, and that they were actually they used an internet the way to relay the information through like online. And back then, online shopping, I mean, it was, you know, like in 1994, 1995, you know, and it was just a middle class to upper class that was has ability to do shopping online or to pay bills online or to do any communications or anything like that online, having emails and stuff like that. You know, you do have to be, you know, somewhat not rich, but you know, just a middle class or to middle class to upper class, you know. And as it progressed, you know, Bill Gates and, you know, had a dream about putting this computer, this machine in every house. I mean, I don't know anyone that does not have any computer or any sort of you know, whether it be computer, you know, cell phone, or anything like that. You know, I mean, this nowadays. I mean, I don't. You know, everyone has TV nowadays. But still, at TV, still, you know, they still have TV at Walmart. In the 1990s, there's, Tim Berners-Lee has created the World Wide Web browser. You know, we had we have multiple browsers. So we have, and Explorer has been upgraded. Now it's Internet 8, I believe. There's Mozilla Firefox. You know, that's been widely used by a lot of people. I used that with Firefox also, but I'd like to stick with the Internet Explorer because I'm a PC kind of guy. And then in about 1994, you know, the online banking actually, yeah, that took off in 1994. The Pizza Hut came up with the pizza shop, and actually it's the same year. And then Netscape, Netscape introduced the SSL encryption to enable encryption over a data transfer, which has become essential for online shopping, you know. In 1995, Amazon started up on online shopping, 1996, eBay opened up online shopping as well. The idea of online shopping is predated on Wild Wild Web, with the early experiments involving real-time transaction processing from a domestic television. As that, you know, the web TV, I remember that. Well, this is just not too long ago. Not too long ago. But the shopping concept, it's, you know, the people are, they love to buy, but they hate to be sold. That's one of our founder of Market America's slogan. And then he, actually, the he really look into that concept of, you know, what can we provide to other people, to the consumer, to end consumers. So I mean, it, online shopping, and it's always catered, like I said, middle class and the upper class people, especially women, and the mall kind of mall concept, having a like what I have, we have this concept on online malls without malls, because you know, we do, I mean, it's just thousands of product, available products out there, and you know, that's online store, and I just want to, well, once again, so you got to be really careful when you shop online, because of the vulnerability of you know, if you're getting hacked. The thing is, I don't, you know, I don't recommend a lot of people like the shopping, like on the public computer, you know, whether it be like a public library or something, anything like that, or at the mall. Well, they have computer there too. Well, some, you know, but I don't understand, why would you shop online if you're at the mall? I see, you know, people. I was at, when I was at the mall one time, there was like a computer there, and people were looking into like shopping there. You know, like, you're already at the mall, why are you shopping online there? But point I'm trying to say is that, you know, the public, if you don't have, you know, your own computer, because data can be stolen, you know, it can be, that computer can be hacked, and you know, and your identity can be stolen. Now, the, you know, right now, I mean, I'm not really, I mean, I should care that my, you know, information, all that things can, you know, maybe be stolen, but I don't have, because I already have this mentality of, you know, when I go online and putting stuff like a credit card on, you know, credit card numbers or any social security numbers or anything like that, I mean, I have to, you know, I double check everything and make sure everything is, it's legit, you know. I don't go and just type in anything that's in there, especially when I'm like wire transferring, you know. I have, you know, I do quite a wire transferring to the Philippines, and I'm, you know, I was going to use PayPal, but if PayPal was, it takes forever. I mean, it's also I don't really see this, once again, I you know, trusting is your thing. I don't trust PayPal, you know. That's, man, I put some little money in there, but you know, I mean, that's in case if they can get hacked. I mean, yeah, you can have my $2. I can create a new PayPal if I need to, you know, close down my other bank account, you know, because I do have separate bank account wired or connected to PayPal. Now, the gift cards, actually, that is really good, and it's on the rise also, and if you could go to gift card, the you can just you know, buy a $25 gift card and give it to your, like, you know, cousins, sisters, or anything. Like, hey, you know, okay, here's the gift card. You know, go to Walmart. You know, do whatever you want with that. And it kind of takes the burden out of your, you know, guessing what this person wants for, you know, for birthday, for Christmas, or anything like that. And I don't like, you know, I don't like that guessing games. Like, oh, is he gonna like this? You know, I bought this pillow. Is he really gonna like a pillow? So I don't really, unless they have, you know, they're like baby showers or anything like that, or wedding registry, and like Kohl's, Walmart, you know, Best Buy, or anything like that. Yeah, sure, I'll pick them because they put them in their registry. But it's, you know, but if it's just like a common like Christmas, Christmas time or Christmas exchanging gift time. You know, I just get gift cards. 25. There's like increments of 25, 50, 100, you know, 150. Once again, just kind of eliminate the burden, that burden of having, if she's going to really like this, what if she doesn't like this, you know? And I remember that one time, you know, I got a sweater for someone, and then come to find out that he already have a sweater that other people got for him, bought from the same store, so, you know. In 2006, the gift cards is the most wanted gift by women because, you know, like the women, they like to see, they like to shop, they like to go to Walmart and look around and say, and a Kohl's or, you know, Best Buy or the mall, look around for good deals, and the gift card is becoming crazy popular now. Like I said, it's kind of, you know, selecting a specific gift for a person is just kind of a, you know, taken out of you. And there's a lot of them that provide, you know, and big companies like I said, Best Buy, Walmart, I think, and like that, Kmart, Target, they have options of you getting gift cards. Now the, one second here. And you know, you don't have to like go buy it right away. You know, you can save that gift card. Some gift cards usually expires within 2 years. You know, it all depends on on the terms and conditions of the gift cards. You can, you know, if you move, you can any major, like, you know, I mean, there's always like, let's say if you move to like different state, I mean, there's always a big, like, if you have a Walmart gift card, I mean, there's always got to be Walmart there. Well, you can go online. I mean, so a lot of people don't like, you know, I'm not saying that all of them like them, but I would say majority of them, you know, we always and they're saying is that they, you know, trying to argue that holiday giving destroys the value due to mismatching gifts, and the most efficient way to give value is gifting would be to give cash. I mean, it's the same as cash. I mean, you just gotta go to the place and, you know, buy your stuff. It's just like it's just a thought. I mean, when you get, let's say, you know, I'm giving my wife a gift card, you know, I mean, do you think she's going to think that I don't really know what's going on or what she likes and she dislikes and what she needs? Yeah, maybe, but, you know, that's you know, it's just my wife. I mean, I should know what she wants, but the thing is, I'm going to give her a gift card because, you know, not because I don't know her, it's just because I want to give her something, you know. I care about her, and I, you know, that. It's just kind of a, you know, other people, like negative people out there would say that, you know, there's pitfalls in giving gift cards, and like, what? and, you know, then, like I said, a lot of, like, bigger companies out there are looking into gift cards, giving consumers the option to have gift cards. And, you know, that's, they're trying to say that the ability of issuing authorities to set rules that are detrimental to the consumer, and they would have to face expiration date. Come on, when I give you a gift card and you look at them back and say, you have 1 year to purchase, I mean, are you going to wait until it expires? I mean, come on, that's just not, you know, just go. I mean, if I give you a gift card today, go tomorrow. I would probably remind you and say, hey, you know, use this within 2 years, within 1 year, otherwise it expires, and hey, it's your loss, not mine, you know, kind of thing. and of course, not all gift cards are redeemable. It's just for various reasons. Some, you know, it's like some common reason is just, you know, if you lose them, and also the expiration date. I mean, there's a lot of people, consumers out there, that are trying to make this all complicated. But the reality is just like when I give you something, the more than likely that you will use that or you will know that. If I give you like a Best Buy gift card for like $50, don't tell me you're not going to run into that hunger of wanting something from Best Buy. You know, it's just not going to make sense. You know, like, oh, maybe in a couple of years I would want something from Best Buy. I mean, Best Buy has everything. You know, movies, gadgets, you know, CDs and stuff like that. I just don't understand why people would say something like that. But on the second thought, I already have. Wow, that time really time flies when you talk about something like that. But when you're talking about, so next time I probably would be talking about. I don't know yet. I want to have to put something together there. Next time we'll talk about and why would you not start your own online business? You know, I'll give you a couple of pointers on why you should and why you'd be really stupid if you that you won't do something like this. Now, you can actually start your own Blog Talk Radio if you just go to blogtalkradio.com and you sign up and you are good to go. Sign up for a host. And if you have a big business or, you know, if you want a brand or anything like that, you can, there's an option there that you can sign up as a business. Or you can just sign up as a listener. Or you can just, whatever. Now, there's a, once again, we covered the Web 2.0. If you're online, if you're blogging, if you're Twittering, if you do anything like that, you are riding the Web 2.0. If you have an online store, if you are thinking about opening up an online store, looking into a lot of, you have to look into what products I could offer to end consumers. You know, do I really have a potential of expanding, or does my online store ready for growth? You know, do I really need to? I mean, that's the thing that you're gonna start asking questions. You have to ask yourself. The things I can tell you before we close here would be to look into what the biggest things out there right now. As far as the Web 2.0, as far as the web presence out there, I mean, it's, you know, Facebook, Google, or whatever. Google, that's huge. The company like Market America partner with Google. Actually, Google partnered with Market America because, you know, they. I don't think Google is just going to partner with just a online store, any company out there. You know, they want to make sure that they have a solid foundation of earning or earning some potential, you know, like a lot of money. I mean, that's basically like, look, if you own a business, and so someone's come up to you or you have a department or that hey, you go out there and look for the best companies that we can partner with. You know, I mean, you got to make sure that that company has the has credibility actually. So we have the Market America is actually, when you go to my website, shoppingsuperhighway.com, and when you search for product, you know, it brings out, you know, that they kind of sort it out for you. You know, those are the, actually the Google appliances, what they call them, the Google search within the search. And then in the future, we have the, we're going to have this, I said 90 seconds, we're going to have this option to be able to have a one universal shopping cart. What is what it means is, I know you can shop, because I have Walmart and Best Buy and stuff like that in there, in my website. What it is just you can shop from any every stores and put in one universal shopping cart. Okay. Now I would like to thank for listening to this. My name once again. This is the Great Inferno. Once again, I'll see you guys next time, and hope you hope you have a wonderful day today and tomorrow and the days to come. Bye.